Welcome to the Extraordinary Quest with Bogey and Chas podcast. Today is August 30th, 2023, and we are excited to bring you our seventh episode of season three.
In this episode, we will be talking about another interesting topic, another episode that is full of stuff that pertains to all of us. We will be updating you with what is and has been going on, astrologically speaking, with the Star Stuff segment. Chas, take it away.
So currently we are approaching the super blue moon, meaning the blue moon means it's the second one in that month. This blue moon is also close to the earth, which we call it a super blue moon for that reason. This blue moon is in Pisces. Venus is finally going direct, upcoming on September 3rd after an almost 6 week retrograde period, and Mercury continues in its current retrograde. Uranus, which is moving through Taurus, is going retrograde as well. This full moon is already feeling intense. We aren't feeling great. Conflicts are arising. We even are experiencing a terribly strong hurricane, Idalia, here in the southern United States. I have a lot of deaths in my personal life that are occurring now, people that are very close to me losing their fathers, and these things are all happening during this very significant celestial period. So it can get heavy. This one is going to get heavy. We are seriously breaking ground on ancestral pain and toxic behaviors. We are purging what no longer serves us. And these are powerful full moon energies. And they're pushing us to do this. It is time to release and clear. So that is what is going on in the cosmos that may be affecting us. And I personally have definitely already been feeling those full moon energies. And I have a feeling by the time it gets here tomorrow,
tomorrow,
that we will be feeling more of these intense purification energies of this moon.
As we've talked about before, it's 3 days before and 3 days after is when I usually feel affected by it.
Exactly.
So a lot of times you will feel that before and after of it as well, leading up to or immediately after. So I find that interesting that we are going through, on my way here, I was like, I always try to feel what's going on with the moon on with myself, you know, myself, what I come up with. And what I come up with was I'm going through a phase myself and I'm seeing energies I've never really done before, or something like almost like things are changing and happening on a bigger level. That, you know, sometimes this happens and then a couple years go by and not a whole lot happens. Or there might be a shift in your family, our families, where we have a relative that dies and it's a major person in our family, or you know, somebody that we really don't know how to live without. And so I think we are all going through these really big changes and things like that. I also feel like there's some parallel between like major density and higher energies, because I also feel like I'm having severe back problems. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
Every time
that's
this happens,
saying.
I'm
We're
going
not
through like
feeling
density.
Good. It can be physically, it can be emotionally.
Yes.
We exist on so many different levels of existence that we most of the time don't even acknowledge, as far as the spiritual level, the astral level, the physical level, the emotional level, all these layers to us. And yeah, we'll be feeling them all.
Emotionally, I think that's it too, is that emotionally, we've talked about this in past shows where I feel like we have a chance to go through different emotions again. But sometimes when we go through something, we're not as familiar with it. We don't really know how to handle it. And
right.
It's not something we've gone through before. So sometimes we're getting these new energies I don't think any of us have experienced before in our lives, so it's all new to us.
So, Bogey, before we talk about our really exciting topic, and this topic was actually a request from a member of our listening family that wanted to hear our take on this particular topic. But before we even announce what that topic is, I want you to tell and share your experience. You had a really fun thing that you did over the weekend.
Although the Mandela effect, I can't wait to talk about it. I will have to say that, like, I honestly cannot. We were talking about a lot of death. You know, Chas and I, this past couple of weeks, we're talking about death and change and energies with the planets and everything. And so I've noticed.
But where did
it was
you go?
A coincidence. I guess this is what some people would see. I don't believe in
Let
coincidences.
Let the cat
but
out of the bag.
I saw Teresa Caputo. live. She had one of her. I went to one of the.
If you're not familiar, that's the Long Island medium, and I am so fascinated by some of these celebrity mediums. I really enjoy Tyler Henry. I enjoy Teresa Caputo. I have a lot of friends that really love Teresa Caputo and that have gone and seen her do readings.
She's so well known. A lot of people, if you've seen the TLC show that she has, Long Island Medium, or she has her own podcast show now. I can't think of the name of it. I want to say it's Hello Spirit, but I can't. I'm not 100%. But I wanted to say that I wanted to go. I've been wanting to go to this. I didn't know if it was going to line itself for me to go. And it was the Teresa Caputo live celebrating 10 years of the experience. And so I didn't want to give too much away because, hey, I get as much as anybody. As you know, when you got your own thing, you know, you don't want everybody to give it away. So I think it's fair to say that in order to live the experience like I did when I went to see Teresa last week, that I think everybody needs to go on their own, obviously, to get the full effect. But everybody does love a good takeaway, so I did want to leave a little something for our listeners. Okay, it's a heavy subject, right? Like you and I have talked about this. It's a heavy subject, life and death, and
connecting
a lot of the stuff that she connects to. And she's great, by the way. I've always been convinced, so that's why I went. I wasn't going to try to.
You're not a skeptic,
right,
obviously.
Right. And so I thought, I'm wanting to just go and see what happens. And I didn't know if I'd be read, and I wasn't. But there was somebody really close to us in the row that did get read, and so she was right next to me, and she had like this. She's like, she clipped me with her fingernail when she was talking. You know, she has these like big, like long fingernails. So what's really funny is Teresa is so pretty up close. Like you, it's just kind of like what you say about a lot of celebrities. Like you're either different than you pictured them or whatever. She's super pretty up close. But what I really loved about her show was this. It's a heavy subject, but she has a perfect balance between comedy and the subject. So it's a really amazing show how she puts this together to where like you, it's very difficult to be
when
talking about these subjects. Yeah,
meeting, talking to their loved one, but then she'll crack a joke or something.
Yeah,
and it's
totally
mood.
Appropriate. It's not
right.
Like it's out of context.
That's
it's like
cool.
Somehow she finds this perfect balance. So that's one thing I think is amazing is that 1 minute's like the Teresa Caputo comedy hour, which isn't even fair to say because it's longer than an hour. It's a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
But it's amazing a sense of humor, I think, that really helps people as well because, like I said, the balance of heavy emotions. And like I said, Nobody knows this either.
Having an enjoyable experience too.
None of our listeners know this, and I didn't realize it till later. But you and I had sent her a coffee mug backstage. You know, I'd given her a coffee mug so that way, just a little something. You know, from
our
show.
An Extraordinary Quest logo.
And it was an Extraordinary Quest mug, and I didn't realize it was one of our first ones. And I'd given her one of our new set.
Yeah.
Of our new design, and I'd given her one, so she's actually the first person to receive one of our new coffee mugs from our new merchandise collection. So
fun.
She's a total business mogul. I love her. If anybody gets a chance, I say to recommend to go see her. If you have problems dealing with some things that have happened in the past with a relative or a family member or loved one that's passed on, I say a medium is great to go to if you have somebody that's really accurate, and Teresa is. So I recommend her for any of our listeners that need help with that.
So today's topic, the Mandela Effect. Recently, the Today Show covered this topic. It has become a widely discussed phenomenon. According to the episode of the Today Show, the Mandela Effect refers to a collection of widely held, completely false memories, which began in 2009 when a paranormal researcher, Fiona Broom, began speaking about people who falsely remembered the death of Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa, in the 1980s. When he really did not transition to the after-Earth plane until the year 2013. So I think they even made a movie about it, The Butterfly Effect. And what is so interesting about this concept is it is a widely held thing. We recognize it all over. We find examples in our daily lives and over the period of our lives. Which is, it's kind of funny, it's ironic, it's weird. What is going on here?
This is a subject that, again, I don't think it's as common of a topic that we hear about. I don't think it was something I had heard of until I had my spiritual awakening again. And this was a subject that had come up because I was starting to experience some of these things, but I had no terminology to go with it. So again, it was something I had been experiencing. Not thinking again, once again, am I losing it? You know, am I crazy? Am I somebody who's going through something? Is this like my memories are being erased or replaced or implanted or whatever? And so again, I started later on, it came about that there was this term called the Mandela Effect. And I think I'd heard about it through Dolores Cannon had mentioned it in one of her episodes or something.
Okay.
So it was neat that somebody had put terminology to this and there was a phrase for it. And again, it was something I experienced before I knew what the words were.
Sure.
And
that's usually how it comes,
and
doesn't
that
it?
Seems how it goes with me. But I feel like, interestingly, I think it's a very important subject because it's, again, one of those things in my own personal life I wondered about, and it was a mystery. So to me, it was finding a little bit more about this and see that others have experienced this and that we are kind of talking about it now is
well, on and I level, think you know. We always approach a topic from a totally different perspective. So whereas, like I said, I wanted to bring up that episode of the Today Show because they and many, when I went to research this topic when we started decided to tackle the topic of the Mandela Effect, I do the research and I do all check all the different resources, and it's funny that they call them false memories. So instead of them indicating that there may have actually been some kind of change over that time period, that it's just a false memory, but everyone has that same false memory, or a great group of people, a number of people have that same false memory. But to me, what would make more sense than just giving it that answer, which seems like a just throw it in a basket.
That seems like really easy to come up with that, you know?
I'm not sure if that's the case. I think
I'm not
the way we understand now, the way quantum physics works, we've been introduced to string theory and things like that. Is it not possible then that these things actually do change? Because as we know, the past, present, and future are all occurring now. And if I do make a change or a different choice, or I heal an inner part of my soul, my connection to my ancestors, then right. Why would that not change the past?
Right.
So
this opens up a whole level of theories. I think it's just one theory that leads to others. Like, for example, if you're changing, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
If you are able to change the present, which changes the future, we are technically, could we possibly change the past?
Exactly.
Are we changing these things? I mean, are we changing the future and it's actually changing the past? I mean, this could be a theory as well.
Because we're all connected throughout the time and space.
Right.
So
it just seems that it would, anything that seems that cut and dry when you talked about these subjects, it just seems like it's not.
Well,
you
when
know?
It
is and it isn't,
it
I guess.
It seems,
you know,
so complex. It seems, and you had a bunch of different examples.
Well, for me, I had some experiences. One, it was one that's kind of simple, is that one time I went to visit my sister at her house.
Well, this is kind of a freaky one, actually. This isn't simple. This is kind of...
You think so?
I think it's kind of, like, that would kind of freak me out if it happened to me.
Okay, this has kind of freaked me out because I just thought it was kind of strange. I went to my sister's house like a decade or so ago. And I think it was before 2012 is what's funny. I mean, maybe we really are in a whole different dimension, for real. And so, honestly, like, I went to her house, and I loved her bedroom. I loved the way her bedroom was set up, and I liked how they had the bathroom off to the left and the way it was all set up. And so it was really strange because after I had gone over there right after, I think she had COVID or something, and we dropped something off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was around that time frame. And I'm like, where's your bedroom? And she's like, "What? It's right over here." And I'm like, well, it used to be over here. And she's like, no, it's always been here. And I'm like, well, back in another dimension, it must have been over here, because I swear I always loved your bedroom, and that's where I pictured her the whole time while she was sick, you know? And so to find out that her bedroom was in a totally different place than I've always known it to be.
And it wasn't even laid out the same.
I thought that was strange.
Said, right?
Yeah.
It was a totally different bedroom, totally different location.
Total different location. And I liked the original layout better. You know, the one I had in my mind. So again, I completely remember this. It's not a false memory, I don't think, unless they've been replaced or unless some memories are getting shuffled around somehow and I'm unaware of it. Also, there was a movie called The Hurricane, as we know, that was about Reuben Carter. They called him Reuben the Hurricane Carter, and he was a world champion boxer. And this was in the 1960s, I think, that he was charged with a shooting in a bar,
mm-hmm.
I think of three people. And he was charged with this, and most people around that time, I think, felt that he was not, it was like he was kind of being this was put on him to do this, but he didn't do it. And so
he was being, like, set up.
Yeah, so he was charged with it and all this. And, like, Bob Dylan had spoken out. Mm-hmm. Ellen Bernstein. There were a lot of celebrities at that time that had really spoken out about this. And what had happened was I seen the movie about 20 years ago or however many years ago. Yeah, it was like the late 90s. I think it came out like 1999. Mm-hmm. When I saw the movie, he never got out of prison. And it was just the saddest thing. He never got out. He never got his case proved properly. It was never like justice was served.
Right.
I go back and watch it several years ago, and he got out. He didn't serve. He didn't spend his whole life in the prison. And so I'm like, okay. So when I did finish my notes, after I was already done, I looked it up. And he did, now this time, I look it up, he did 20 years and got out.
Ah.
But what was really strange was in the second time I saw the movie, I swear he didn't serve a bunch of time, and he got out pretty soon, and he had a whole team of people helping him, and mm-hmm. he got out. And so I don't know what this tells our audience. I don't know how this makes me sound, but I also kind of feel like this was something that has happened to me personally. I felt like I've kind of witnessed in my own life in the last decade or so, different actors in movies, I felt like, even lyrics to songs being changed. The Elton John song, Someone Saved My Life Tonight. It was Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Right. I would swear by that. I sang it forever. Now I go to sing it and it's somebody put a D. I think just adding, going from saved to saved, that can almost kind of change the whole song, you know, or the whole meaning. And so I'm like, what if we are switching dimensions and somebody, when they wrote that song, wasn't sure if they were going to put the D on or not. And so in this dimension they did, and that dimension they didn't.
Well, and there's so many.
It's so tricky.
It's pretty popular to the brand names, I think, is the really common way that people.
Oh, yes.
We've talked about Bragg versus Bragg's apple cider vinegar, Fruit Loops. What are some other ones of name brands that we know that have changed.
I've seen like a whole sheet of these.
I have too.
Like a whole pages list. And I completely agree with almost all of them. Like Fruit Loops, how it's spelled differently.
Yes. Or yes.
Like you said, there was another one that was really popular. Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, which mm-hmm. is now Bragg.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of almost seems odd to me. But these things are happening. And these are real things. And we're really talking about them. It's not like we're just.
Ooh, one that I remember that really. And it's so strange because I would swear that it was a censorship thing or something instead of a Mandela effect. But every time. The movie The Crush from the 90s with Alicia Silverstone. And
that was everything when that came out, you know?
Darian. But now they've changed it to Adrian.
Yeah.
And
I did read that.
I'm like, is that a censorship thing, though? Or is that because everywhere I see it, it's Adrian, Adrian, Adrian. And I'm like, no, her name was Darian.
And I remember it being, it was Darian. I felt like it was because it was like one of those names that like not everybody
had.
It was very unique.
Very unique at that time, yeah.
But it was like, I remember reading about that, too. I'd read that, and I said, why did they change it?
Yeah.
I have heard different theories about that. I heard that it was actually based on a true story.
Oh, and they had to maybe remove
and that
the
there was
name
a,
of
the only thing that was the same
person.
Was that girl's name. Of course, I don't know that. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know. And well, you mentioned, and this is an important.
It's funny how I love that we have a show because sometimes we hear the same stuff. We don't even know the other one has heard about any of these topics.
Well, that was
like
the one,
we share
that
them
was the
together.
One that was like you said. It's like a real life in my. Lifetime, that was the one I was like, what? Just like,
but when you've called
hurricane.
Something by the same name your whole life and it changes, you're like, okay, I noticed that. Am I crazy? You know, or is it
but
just me?
One thing that you brought up and you kind of glossed over, but I really want to talk about it a little more in depth is it a change like I was talking about with string theory or something like that, like with quantum entanglement, that when one thing changes, you can change the other, or even just the observer being present can change things, or are we timeline jumping? Is it a dimensional shift that we're experiencing? And in that dimension, there is the change is there. I think it's a good possibility. Either way, I think those are two of the theories that make sense the most to my brain.
Sort of like the movie The Butterfly Effect, I guess we can mm-hmm. say, for those of us who have seen it. It's if you change one part, does it change? It, you know, in that movie, I think it was like, if you change this part, then the past could change. Like, mm-hmm. you were on these different dimensions, but you couldn't get back to the original one because mm-hmm. you just kept going to a different one, a different one, a different one.
Right.
But I think, what if these are potentially, maybe these are shifting dimensions like a side effect. When I say a side effect, it might be not like it's a bad thing, but right. it might just be an effect from the shifting dimensions. We think of side effects sometimes as a negative thing in our country because it's polluted with, you know, prescription drugs.
Pharmaceuticals, that constantly have side effects. Always have negative side effects, no positive ones right. on those, yeah.
And it's not like you're going to get, you know, healthier accidentally or whatever, like inadvertently as a side effect. But it seems that we think of these things as a negative thing, but it could be a side effect if we maybe even be shifting dimensions so quickly. Maybe we're shifting dimensions just in general, and we've never noticed these things before.
Right.
Maybe it's after 2012, we've shifted into a different energy altogether in this planet, and we're able to finally see some of the things that...
That are changing. Effects.
Mm-hmm. And some of the effects. I say that in two different ways, like the whole side effect thing. One of them is that it's not supposed to do this, and the other thing is, what if it is a kind of an actual side effect of, oh, this is kind of shifting, and it's going to balance itself out later, or it's maybe not supposed to right away, or it's not catching up as quickly, almost if it was like a program.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about that a million times.
Yes, we may have to do an episode
on
that.
And so, I think so too. And so, I just feel like these topics, this particular topic is potentially connected to the shifting of the planet. It may or may not be, but I think it's an interesting way to look at it because I had not even heard of this until, again, after 2012, my spiritual awakening. So,
well, and it sounds like nobody really heard of it until 2009 when this lady decided to start talking about this.
Right.
Like, hey, wait a minute. Does anybody remember Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, right.
Like, this happening and he's still alive.
Well,
you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I think it is interesting. It's fascinating. And
I'm curious from our listeners, how many of you have experienced this yourselves? Or
absolutely.
How many
Please
of you experienced-
reach out to us. We love always for you to share your experiences with us because it's so inspiring for us to know that we are all in this together. But yes, please tell us, especially those really personal Mandela effect or unexplainable changes that you know are different and have shifted. That's so exciting.
If we truly are creating our own reality, there are so many things that we could be doing ourselves that we're not unaware of. You know, it could be that we're changing our past, our futures, our present. But I've always kind of heard that we're at the right place in present. Okay, we do have this kind of vibe where we're trying to, you know, all of us have our own goals and wants and desires, whether it's ego or self. And we're going in these different directions. But you and I did talk about something a moment ago before the show, which was magnetism.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make a lot of sense. It's a whole different topic. But I will say,
I think I brought that up at the last episode, and then so we've still been trying to figure that message out. So we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more to come with that.
I think a
particular
lot
episode.
More is going to come into that because that is a fascinating thing. And I think your theory this morning really sparked something in me that I'm going to have.
We're
to
getting our little spoonful,
more.
Our baby bites, you know, at a time. I feel
definitely.
Like. So I was going to say, is it a side effect of changing dimensions? Is it planet shifting? Is it, there are all these multiple different theories, and I'm not so sure any of them are incorrect, you know, really. But I say side effects, like I said, that could be just a part of it. But I also kind of wonder, are we shifting too quickly? If we are changing dimensions on a bigger level, on maybe the Earth is changing.
Well,
it's
I don't
never
know
done
if there's an
level.
Ever too quickly, but maybe it is speeding up and it is happening
right.
more quickly. So I think the timing of everything is always divine and perfect. So
right.
But I don't know if there's too much. Maybe too much for us. We're not ready
right.
yet, but we'll get there and we'll catch up.
I kind of wonder if maybe that's I guess what I'm trying to say is that maybe it's a little factor that hasn't caught up yet and then it finally does.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
you go to watch that movie again and then it's the same as you originally saw it or
that
maybe
I
like it's supposed to be.
I haven't had that experience yet. But yes, definitely reach out to us. Let us know, what do you think about the Mandela effect? Are you buying into it? Do you think we are having just false memories and it's all a coincidence that we all have the same false memory? Or is it because of the collective consciousness, you know?
Right.
What
we don't factor that in as much
right.
like we should.
Yeah.
So. Also, I was going to say a few other little theories. Like I said, I wasn't going to ramble on forever about it, but I was going to say that we've I've heard implanted memories, false memories, replaced memories. Obviously, people who are experiencing this, including myself, have asked, is this something with, like, is it a brain thing? Like, am I having problems with my, like, you know what I mean? Like, did I burn some cells and they're not functioning right or whatever? So, yeah, once you get past that point, I guess your spiritual awakening, you realize you're not crazy. All these things are happening. You realize that these are not really, we're basically going through this stuff together and, like, collectively, a lot of us. And so we just haven't had the conversation. A lot of it's to have the conversations together and share ideas, which I think is really important.
I think that's the most important thing, and that's is we share the information, and that way we can get different perspectives, different sides, different opinions. We don't learn without the whole picture, without the whole tapestry, without the whole, you know.
The last theory is experience. That potentially that the ETs are helping us along by implanting different memories, and maybe some of these memories are a subset or even a side effect of implanting the new memories.
Interesting.
So all these different cycles, I don't think that would be necessary, maybe.
Yeah, it could. Definitely could be, though.
But it's just another theory. But also, when you're changing spiritually and evolving, like we are on planet Earth, there are going to be changes dimensionally and all this stuff. Like, for example, one of our last episodes where we talked about dimensions, portals, mm-hmm. and other planes of existence. Some of these things may seem kind of out there, but just because they're new to us, they may be. There may be a whole civilization somewhere where this is everyday topic, you know, for them. But either way.
So we've really enjoyed bringing the topic of the Mandela Effect to you, and we can't wait to hear your feedback about the topic and your experiences. Thank you for listening, and please reach out to us on Instagram at @Chas_TheExtraordinaryQuest or @Bogey_TheExtraordinaryQuest or our main page, The Extraordinary Quest on Instagram. Also on Facebook, The Extraordinary Quest page. You can also email us, please do, at TheExtraordinaryQuest1111@gmail.com. If you have any questions, subjects, or topics that you would like to discuss with us, we welcome the opportunity to hear from you.
Stay tuned for another mind-blowing episode in Season 3 of The Extraordinary Quest with Bogey and Chas Podcast.